The baseball insider Andy Carboni is here with us. I'm Bill Newell. Andy, welcome. It's another week, 2021.
Yep, the first week of 2021 is upon us. Another Red Sox season will be starting up soon enough, and a little bit of news to report out there for the local nine.
Yeah, a little bit of news. We have an Ivy Leaguer joining the Red Sox coaching staff, but that's not the real story, is it?
No, that's a little bit of a side note there. The Red Sox have broken another racial barrier. They've hired 29-year-old Bianca Smith as a minor league coach. It was officially announced on Monday. Smith will be the first ever black female coach in professional baseball. And again, she did play softball at Dartmouth College, so there's some local ties to Miss Smith. So we'll have to see what role she actually plays in the minor league, if she'll be a roving instructor or will be assigned to one of the affiliates. So that's still to be determined. But more of that will be coming out once spring training gets underway.
Yeah, now Dartmouth's that college up in New Hampshire, that Colby Sawyer wannabe school. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I'd say so, yes. It's, Colby Sawyer is the little stepsister to Dartmouth College.
There you go. Hey, every week, Andy, you bring us the biggest names in New England and Red Sox baseball and Major League Baseball. So what do you have here for us for the Red Sox this week?
Well, another household name has been signed by Chaim Bloom and the staff, pitcher Daniel Gossett. He signs a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. The 28-year-old right-hander spent part of two seasons with the A's. He hasn't pitched in the majors since 2018 because of Tommy John surgery. He's pitched in 23 career games, all as a starting pitcher. He has a record of 4-14 with a 5.91 ERA. The Sox do have a brief history with Gossett. They drafted him back in the 16th round in 2011, but he decided to go to college at Clemson University instead. So with those kind of numbers, he kind of seems like he's a candidate for the staff at Colby Sawyer College, the Boston Red Sox, but we'll leave that as it may.
Exactly right. I like it. Dartmouth, Clemson, let's keep going. Who else are the Red Sox interested in?
Well, they're being linked to some other names out there. Some of them most baseball fans would have heard of. Sox are sending scouts to watch two-time Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber. He'll be throwing for teams next Wednesday. Kluber, who lives in Winchester in the offseason, pitched one inning for the Rangers last year after injuring his shoulder. Pitcher Jake Odorizzi, who made the All-Star team for the Twins back in 2019, is someone else that's interested by the Red Sox. Odorizzi is only pitching four games last year. He had injuries as well, but he has ties to Sox president of baseball operations Chaim Bloom for their time together with the Tampa Bay Rays. Odorizzi reportedly looking for a three-year, $40 million contract. Another pitcher who has ties to Chaim Bloom, closer Alex Colome, who pitched last year for the White Sox. He's a free agent. He was a member of the Rays when Chaim Bloom was down in Florida as well. And the Sox are still reportedly interested in controversial outfielder Yasiel Puig. Puig missed the 2020 season after testing positive for COVID-19. He was a member of the Braves last year, but did not actually suit up in a game. And the Red Sox are also still in the running for Japanese free agent pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano. He has until 5 o'clock this afternoon to decide if he's going to sign with a major league team. So the Red Sox have their toes in the water in a bunch of different places. Nothing official as of yet, but a little something for Red Sox fans to chew on.
Yeah, and there's one. Is there anyone, Andy, that's won more than one game in the past 20 in the last 12 months or hit above 200?
Well, it certainly doesn't seem so with the names that they're throwing around out there. So I don't know what these are. Well, I will say Alex Colome, he did a decent job as a closer last year for the White Sox. I'd say out of that mix, he had the best 2020 season. Take that for what it's worth.
No, I know. And there's also, Andy, a Korean player that they've got their eyes on?
Yes, the Red Sox were one of the finalists in the Hyesung Kim sweepstakes, the free agent infielder from the Korean Baseball League, ended up signing a four-year contract with the Padres last week, but the Red Sox are in on that as well, so they missed out there. So we'll have to see what else happens during the next few weeks before spring training. Should be getting underway on time, according to Major League officials, so should see some activity brewing up quickly.
All right, so that's what's happening with the Red Sox here in 2021. Let's look at some Sox names in the past, if you will. What do you have for us here, Andy? Who's in the news or will be in the news this week?
Well, former Sox pitcher, 40-year-old Daisuke Matsuzaka. He signed a one-year deal with the Cebu Lions of the Japanese League. That was the team he pitched for 8 years before signing with the Red Sox. Daisuke last pitched in the major leagues back in 2014 with the New York Mets.
Well, I remember when Daisuke came to the Sox, we were pretty excited.
Oh, we certainly were. He had that police escort from the airport going to Fenway for the press conference, and yeah, that turned out real well.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we had our hopes up. All right. Hey, Nesson, I guess they're still pumping out programming every week. What do they have for us for the Red Sox highlights today?
Well, they certainly are, Bill. And Red Sox classes on NESN Plus today. Well, actually, all week. It's the best of 1986. First pitch coming away at 3 o'clock. Today's game from September the 6th. The Sox score runs in the bottom of the 7th, 8th, and 9th to beat the Twins 3-2. Marty Barrett sends the Fenway faithful home happy with a single to right field, scoring Dave Henderson with two outs in the bottom of the 9th. So get your popcorn ready and a nice cold beverage and enjoy a Red Sox win.
I already feel a lot younger. Marty Barrett and Dave Henderson. Nice. I love it.
Okay.
Major League Baseball news, Andy. Now let's get to some big names here. What's the latest news from all around Major League Baseball this week?
Well, Major League Baseball has announced that the single A and double A seasons in the minor leagues will be delayed because of COVID-19. No official day has been set as to when those seasons will start, but they are kind of saying that the triple A season will start on time, so not sure why single A and double A are being delayed. They're really not coming out with why they're being pushed back versus triple A, but we'll have to see how that all plays out. The results of the voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame are going to be announced on January 26th. Question is, will former Red Sox pitchers Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling get the 75% of the vote required to be enshrined in the hall?
Okay.
Anything else, Andy, to share with us here?
Well, Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego, also known as San Diego Stadium, Qualcomm Stadium, and San Diego County Credit Union Stadium, is being torn down. The stadium was built back in 1967. It's the only stadium to host a World Series and a Super Bowl in the same year. That was back in 1998. The stadium did host the Super Bowls in 1988, 98, 2003, the 1984 and 98 World Series, and the Major League Baseball All-Star Games in 78. And in 92, a new 35,000-seat stadium is going to be built on the property for San Diego State University.
Wow. The stadium formerly known as dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
Tommy Lasorda in the news as well, and still hanging a former Dodger manager.
Yep, some good news here. He is headed home after more than a month in a hospital battling heart issues. He was on a ventilator for some time. Sources say his issues were not related to COVID-19. The 93-year-old Lasorda was admitted in serious condition before Thanksgiving and required sedation. The Hall of Famer led the Dodgers to two World Series titles back in 1981 and 1988. So some good news to start off 2021 as we roll right along.
Well, a colorful guy. He brought a lot to baseball, that's for sure. Tommy
Lasorda.
Yeah.
Always a fan favorite.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Andy, anything else to watch for the Red Sox in the next 7 days or so?
Well, I would say the first thing, we'll see if they end up winning the Tomoyuki Sugano sweepstakes today. Again, he has until 5 o'clock to sign with a major league team before he has to go back and sign with his Japanese team. So that'll be the first thing to look out for today. And with some of these other names being thrown out there that they're interested in, the Sox should be signing another arm or two for the pitching staff soon. So we'll have to, don't hold your breath, but we'll kind of see how it goes. Maybe just take a, little side breath and say, did they do something today? Well, maybe not. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
I'm just thinking, Andy.
Yeah,
they might be able to save some money if they just sign an arm. You know. What I
mean? Yeah, we'll just find an arm on the side of the street.
There you go. Oh well, that's a good looking arm. Let's give it a try.
All right.
Can't be any worse than what they were throwing out there last year.
Oh man. Well, we're rough today here. Okay.
Yes, we are.
All right, Andy. Great talking with you. You have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
You do the same, Bill.
All right.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.